Troy and Abed in the morning.
Yo, 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 pop, pop.
I've never gotten a zero before.
I'm a cat. I'm a sexy cat.
I see your value now.
Hi, and welcome to a very special episode of Must Talk About Community, a show about community. As always, I'm your host, Grant Ingram. If you want to interact with us, you can do that by sending us an email at musttalkaboutcommunity@gmail.com, by following us on Instagram at musttalkaboutcommunity, and by following us on Twitter at MTACpod. We did take a little bit of a hiatus between seasons. Honestly, I'm going to be really honest. I just didn't feel like doing it last week. That's on me. Was also really busy. Other stuff going on. We just took a week. But joining me today, as always, to talk about season 2, episodes 1 and 2, it is Marty Shores. How you doing, Marty?
I'm good. Also, there was literally a thunderstorm last week. Like, there was a... Those of you who live in the South, yeah, there's been a couple tornadoes, so...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
There was a literal tornado watch.
See, for me, it was just that I didn't feel like it.
That too. But we're good. It worked out because it was, you know, enough between seasons that it wasn't awkward to take a hiatus or anything. So, right. Yeah.
And I mean, there was a lot of stuff coming out last week, like Justice League, Falcon and Winter Soldier. I was busy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's so many good things. There's so many good things on TV.
Yes. Hashtag restore the Snyderverse and a movie.
Yep, combining them. Nice.
Yes, we want all the things. Anyway, so I guess we'll go ahead and do a quick rundown for Anthropology 101. Marty, you want to take care of that?
Yeah, so basically, I'm just going to read the one off Netflix because I copied it and I was like, this makes more sense for me to read it this way.
Yes.
So when the semester starts, Jeff is stunned that his rejection of Britta has made her a campus star, and Chang wants to be accepted into the study group.
Yeah, but we don't know that till the end.
Yeah, we don't know that. I love that that's like in the description, in the summary of this episode, and yet...
They didn't talk about it.
From Chang, and then we got it even more so in the next episode.
Yes,
I was like, I feel like you could have made this into one episode, but you know what, man, you do you.
Well, we've all seen what happens, thanks to the Snyder Cut, when you cut in two things into one thing, it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
Yeah, or one really long thing into one really short thing, that also doesn't go well. So. This first episode, we did have Betty White playing the anthropology teacher.
Which was incredible. Dude, I love Betty White.
She's great.
I grew up on Golden Girls. So.
Okay, yeah. I mean, she's not like, B. Arthur, but she's pretty great.
She's pretty great. She's also, I'm pretty sure, immortal. So.
Her and the Queen. Two beings from the end of time.
That's how the world ends, man. It's her and the Queen. They're going to get into a fight, and then it's just going to explode.
It's Betty White versus Elizabeth. It's like it's just the big next big movie event, except it ends the world accidentally.
I would watch that movie if someone like decided to make that. Yeah, no, I'd watch it because I'd be like, this could legitimately happen.
I don't know exactly how that movie works. But yeah.
It's like Batman v Superman, but better.
You didn't like Batman v Superman?
I did like Batman v Superman. I'm just saying, man. If you're going to go to the movie theater and you see Batman v Superman or you see Betty White fighting the Queen, which one are you going to go for?
That's actually fair. Now, if it was the ultimate edition of Batman v Superman, I'd go watch that.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love Batman v Superman, but...
Betty White v. Elizabeth might be better.
Yeah, it might. I mean, listen, I'm a huge DC fan, but...
Depends on who gets the laser eyes.
This is true.
That's sitcom material.
That is sick, dude. That is 100% sitcom material.
Yep.
as are most things we say that we say accidentally. And then we're just like, wait, this is slightly funny. We're funny? What do you mean we're funny?
What do you mean I'm funny? You talking to me? Yeah. That's it. Those are two different Scorsese movies. Huh. I will say, even though life looks a lot like TV, to quote Abed, I can tell life from TV, Marty. TV makes sense. It has structure, logic, and rules. And likable leading men in life. We have this. We have you.
Me. You. Like, you have me specifically.
Yeah. I thought that was a good quote, too, by the
that
way.
That is like, a great quote. Abed is so good this episode.
Abed is just so good.
You know what else I thought was really cool? Because it was like, as a Marvel fan, like we were talking about Super, is that Donald Glover as Troy, like in the opening scene, was wearing Spider-Man pajamas.
Uh-huh.
And he would later be in Homecoming as Aaron Davis.
Oh, I bet you've never seen this. So into the Spider-Verse.
So cool.
When Miles is in his uncle in Uncle Aaron's house.
Right.
On the TV is this scene.
Is it really?
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yeah, no, it 100% is.
I probably knew that, but like I watched that movie before I watched Community, so
yeah, I'm with awesome. You.
That's so good.
Yeah, he was petitioning to be Spider-Man for a while, like before Garfield. Which honestly, yes.
Would have watched it again.
I would still watch it.
I would still. They need to make a live-action Miles Morales movie. I said what I said.
They do. Currently, he's going to be the Prowler, it looks like. But yeah.
Which is also dope. But like,
we need him as Spider-Man.
We do.
Yeah. So, do you have any favorite moments that you enjoyed?
God, just I love when Abed. First of all, okay, I'm going to get to this in a second. But when Starburns, he walked in and he had a hat on and he had it on for the entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
It was like an Abraham Lincoln style, like, top hat.
Yep.
It's just Jeff was like, I don't get it. Because he was staring at Britta being all, you know, like, popular because of her breakup, quote unquote, with Jeff.
Yeah.
And Abed just goes, Jeff goes, I don't get it. And Abed goes, well, Starburns has grown reliant of a star striped sideburns, but still craves identity beyond them. So he added that. It's just like, and then Abed asking Shirley if she would go do a spinoff with
him. It's hilarious.
Was great. And then the like survival tools. And this is fun. Like as a Christian, this is hilarious. And you know what I'm about to say.
Mm-hmm.
But he just goes, let's see if I can, clearly the most important tool to a tribe's survival is here. The cross, representing Christianity, Abed. It's an axe, Shirley. It's an axe? It's an axe. I don't know how she got that mixed up for a cross, girl. Like, that's a whole axe.
Yeah, and no. Then, blinded by faith.
And what the actual answer to the like what the greatest survival tool was, which is Betty White with a gun that shot a hammer out.
Yes, and then like choked Jeff.
And then he ended up in the hospital. And just Chang you know, he was like, guys, I have a confession to make. He was confessing that he really wanted to be a part of their study group.
Mm-hmm.
And then and Jeff, as he walks away, we have the strength to survive anything. What's the worst that could happen with Chang? And then it just cuts to Chang golluming. Like, he fully turns into Gollum. And it's great. And I like, that is the most Chang thing on the planet, to just, like, have two personalities and one being like, I told you they hate you. And he's like, what? No.
Oh, it's hilarious.
More time.
Yes. I love the anthropology rap. Kingdom, Amalia, Phylum, Chordata. The classes, Mammalia, because boobies.
And then it turns into Africa by Toto.
It does. But I love the whole thing where it's like, if you don't mind, order is primate, family hominidae, genus is homo, but you know you're into me. Because I am in a species known as sapien. Dogs, they used to eat me, but now they bring the paper in. It's going to take a lot to get me away from you. Dang.
It's
dang.
So fire.
Nothing than 100 men so no more. I love it.
Dude, I've been walking around my house, I swear, for a week singing Toto, and I don't know why. I think I heard it on the radio, and now it's just there permanently.
You can't beat Africa.
You can't beat Africa. It's great. It wasn't even Africa. And then I watched it and I was like, oh, now I have two of them. Great.
Yep.
I'm going to have a joy annoying my mom with Toto around the house.
Yeah.
So good.
I love the whole episode. I really do love Betty White choking Jeff out.
I thought she was gonna stop, like, as the anthrop. No, she fully choked him out, and then Pierce just splashed a cup of pee on him,
mm-hmm.
to try to wake him up, and he knocked out anyway.
Oh. Yep.
It was a good episode. The only thing that bugged me about it, I will say, is the lack of, like, the Chang story, because they acknowledged it, and then they just never really took it anywhere until the end. It was like, well, you could have had like a whole, I don't know, I feel like there was A plot and kind of B plot with, you know, Jeff and Britta, they aren't dating, but then they were fake dating, and then the fake wedding, and you know,
the world's so like, most awkward kiss.
Yeah. So there was that whole plot, and I don't know, I feel like they focused a little bit too much on plot A, and they kind of missed a little of plot B. Like, they could have done it more with Chang, because I feel like we all kind of figured how the Britta and Jeff thing was gonna go.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but I didn't expect George Clooney.
You didn't what?
I didn't expect George Clooney.
Me either, man.
I could do a few Batman lines if you'd want.
He was like, I'm still paid for an hour.
Yeah, no, he would have been better in Batman and Robin than George Clooney was.
He would have.
My
that's
best line in that movie, just so we're clear, and this is dead on Clooney's delivery. Marriage? Can you help me out here?
Oh, I know. Dude, I've seen the movie.
It's like he forgot his line.
Also, old white man says Twitter.
Oh my gosh. And the great thing is, like, I feel like I know old white man.
It's so, dude, that, I feel like that's an actual Twitter account.
Oh, it is.
Oh, wait.
I followed it the other day. It hasn't tweeted in a long time, but it said a lot of racist stuff.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yep.
It's just accurate. Like, the things I was like, yeah, I know, that's. And Pierce finding out, he was like, I'm old white man. And he was so excited about it.
Like, he was more like, I'm old white man says? No wonder he says the things I'm thinking.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. And then he, like, found out how many followers he had. And he was like, this many. I don't remember the exact number, but it was a lot. It was like, I'm famous on it. It's so good.
Yeah. It's so good. So good.
Speaking of so good, if you're done, I'm ready for letter grades. Are you?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking an A right here. What do you got?
I'm going to go A minus. I liked it. I did. But I think plot A was great, but again, I think they could have just done more with Chang. Which they did the next episode, but I don't know. When you break off storyline into two separate episodes like that, unless it's like a major plot point, it doesn't really work that well.
Yeah, that's true. I am kind of, like, I'm glad they kind of, well, I'm going to say I'm glad. I'm disappointed that they decided to go ahead and wrap up all of the, like, emotional plot lines immediately.
Yeah.
It's like, this could have gone somewhere. But it communitied.
It communitied. Well, I like that they kind of made fun of it with Abed's line that went something along the lines of, I'm hoping we get a little less soap I'm trying to think ahead of word that. and a little more sitcom-y or something like that. It wasn't those exact words, but I'm paraphrasing here. And, you know, it kind of made fun of it in that fact, but I do think there could have been a lot more episodes that it was like, here's this funny thing, but also emotional stuff. Right. Like, you didn't have to wrap it that soon.
And in some cases, literally wrap it. Because Kingdom, Amalia, Phylum, Chordata, the classes, Mammalia, because boobies, we got them. Order is primate, family, Hominidae. The genus is Homo, but you know your enemy, because I am in a species not a sapien. The dogs used to eat me, but now they bring the paper in. It's gonna take a lot to get me away from you. Dum, dum, dum.
Did you memorize that whole thing?
I'm looking at it.
I was about to be like, I'm either you're either extremely talented or I am extremely concerned, or it's both.
Yes. Good stuff.
Good stuff. Great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Betty White.
Yes. She's so good.
She's great. We love Betty White.
Yep. Nobody dislikes Betty White. And if you do, there's something wrong with you.
I don't think I've ever met anyone who's like blatantly hates on Betty White. Like, it's Betty White, man. Come on. She's a legend. She's also immortal.
Yes. She is an immortal legend.
That's the second movie. It's Betty White, the immortal legend. It's the prequel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's 100% that. That's the Justice League 2.
It is the Justice League too.
Question is, in this situation, who's Darkseid?
Oh God, you know what, man? Everyone's the villain until you see the villain from the villain's perspective.
That's true. That is true.
Like, are they really the villain, or is it just the hero's perspective? You never know.
Nope. So, I want to take just a second to just go ahead and say, I spent a lot of time watching Justice League last week. So if I make a bunch of Justice League references, I'm sorry. hashtag restore the Snyderverse. Yeah, that's just where I'm at this point. Betty White should have been in Justice League, but that's the only thing that could have made it better.
Betty White should have, dude. It's like, well, DC has end credit scenes, right? They didn't used to, but they do now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want a Betty White end credit scene. That's what I want. Just her and the Queen eating a sandwich or something.
That would be great, but that has to come at the end of Justice League 2 in like the Nightmare timeline.
It's like they're at the cafe from How It Should Have Ended, you know, the Batman and Superman, yes. Where they're at the cafe. It's that style.
Yes.
But it's Betty White and the Queen.
So good. Yeah, no, if you haven't seen Justice League, go watch it. It doesn't have any post-credit scenes because all of its scenes come in the 4 hours before the credits.
They're like, Zach's like, we don't need one. We're good.
It has an epilogue, which was what was going to be the post-cred scene.
That's like, fair.
Go watch it. Warner Brothers is currently dropping all the news that they can possibly drop. Like, they've already announced that they fired Billy Crudup and that they finished, or they cast Pierce Brosnan as, like, Dr. Fate. They're just trying to torpedo the Snyder Cut people. Like, that's what that, and 3 days after it comes out, doing an interview and saying that they're not going to continue it, also did the same thing, except it backfired and the movie's still trending on Twitter.
Nice.
It has been a week. Anyway, I'm sorry. I have yet to find someone other than my dad who has seen this movie, and so I just am talking constantly.
My friend Sadie kept texting me about it the other day. She was like, it's so good. And I was like, I haven't seen it. However, vent to me because I need to see.
You need to watch it.
I'm going to watch it. I'm just going to go to my mom and be like, hey, I need you to pay for HBO for a month for that, one movie, but it's worth it.
Oh, there's more on it. Like, Godzilla vs. Kong's going to be there. Mortal Kombat's going to be there. Tom and Jerry's there for the next few days. Rick and Morty's on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty from the creator of the show that we currently do a podcast on.
That's the tie-in.
Which we should next probably episode. Get back to.
Accounting for Lawyers. Marty, do you want to go ahead and do the summary?
Yeah. When an old friend from Jeff's past appears unexpectedly, his friends discover that he was the one responsible for Jeff's disbarment. Did I say that correctly? Yep. I feel like I said that. Okay.
Disbarment.
I like read it weird and I hesitate.
Disbarment.
Disbarment. Yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely how. That's how you English. I mean,
that is how you English. Yep.
English 101 rap. It's just an actual rap. That's, you know.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. Yes, it is.
And now he's become Batman.
I am Batman. I am coughing.
You can
Batman.
Do that because you're sick.
Yeah, no, I can do that anyway. I'm Batman. Yeah.
Because you're the Abed.
Oh.
That should also be an end credit scene. Just his playing Abed.
Batman. I mean, he was in Civil War or Winter Soldier.
Was he in Winter Soldier?
Yep.
Well, now I have to like go watch Winter Soldier again.
Yeah, he had a cameo, and I want to say Jim Rash was in Civil War. Could be wrong. The Russo brothers, who directed all of Community, were the people that did like the last phase, or not all of Community, most of Community were the people that did the last phase of Marvel.
Yeah, I didn't know Danny Pudi was in that.
Yep. It's a cameo, but he's there.
Well, still, it's...
Yeah.
I love those movies, and I'm gonna like vent to you about about Falcon and Winter Soldier after we get done filming, because there's so much.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, I have one foot... I usually have one foot out of reality, and even I'm freaking out. Because they chloroformed that guy. Which
they did chloroform that guy.
As much as I'm trying to qualify the reasons I find things funny now, I think this one's just funny.
It is just funny. Like, the Poppin' Locktoberfest. and just I love when it's like directly after the first opening scene, and obviously Jeff sees Alan, who was, you know, his former colleague, and Jeff just goes, is it me or is this campus getting more cartoonish every day, Abed? It's exciting. I painted a tunnel on the side of the library. When it dries, I'm going for it. Because that, I'm like, you know what? If I were to do that, you know what? I'd do it. Like, if I saw a tunnel, I'd be like, but what would happen if I did? What's gonna happen?
Yeah.
And then Jeff, just, you know, after realizing that's his colleague, oh, this is all I need. And then Abed from across just yells at Alan, excuse me, sir, you're all my friend needs. And then he looks at Jeff, your mouth isn't curving upwards. Did I misread something? That is the most me thing I have ever heard in my entire life. That is something I would 100% do to a friend and then be like, oh, my bad. I'm going to leave you here to deal with this. Fuck.
I'm sorry. Yes.
I'm sorry. I gotta go.
So, so good.
And then Chang's dancing. Incredible. for the pop and lockathon. He wanted on the team so bad, and he was the only one who did it. And then when they all showed up, they still lost because Jeff stopped dancing for a second to hug the group. And he was like, I've been doing this for 5 hours and you threw it all away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, that was great when Annie chloroformed the janitor. Not only once, but twice.
Because Abed wanted them to all lie down and act like they'd all been chloroformed.
Well, if she would have gotten rid of the rag, it probably would have worked.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he was just like, you have a rag. And she was just like, well. And then they just read Annie. She said something. I don't remember if it was her or Troy. I believe it was Annie. But she said something along the lines of, that was the stupidest plan. Can we run now? And then they just run and Troy, like, trips over the janitor.
I'm sorry. I like his whole, so my good. Whole brain is crying.
Your whole brain is crying?
That was his line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Listen, man, it was yesterday. Yesterday was a long day.
I get it.
So good. This episode is, yeah, no, this is a really good, what they lacked in the first episode, I think this episode made up for it.
Mm-hmm. For
first
sure.
Episode of season two.
I like the Annie, go back and keep lookout. Why me? Lookout. Why not you guys? If someone comes up, Kanye and Kumar get taken to jail. You get taken to dinner.
Yeah, and then she was like, I'm more than just free. And then they just see her staring at her. Well, you know. And,
yeah.
And she's just like, oh, and walks away covering herself.
Yeah, she's, and like, she's just like bouncing around.
Out. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I like the, just that line. Go on your stupid mission. I hope it sucks. Troy, what'd she say? Abed, I don't know. I'm Troy. Suck. All I heard was suck.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
It is good. I also like the whole line between Shirley and Jeff. Guys, do you know that I actually have a civil case against the that stole my husband? Jeff, Shirley, don't sue a stripper. Shirley, why not? Yeah. Jeff, she's a stripper. Life sued her and she lost.
Yeah, and then the line following up to that, he was like, it was something along the lines of, where's Pierce? What am I saying? Why do I care? And then Pierce goes, do you know that it's legal in somewhere to hunt men? And Jeff just stares at him like, okay, we need to talk.
Yes, it's so good. So good.
Just random fact. I feel like that's something that I would say, but I wouldn't mean it. Like, I'd be like, you guys know it's legal to do this here? And you guys would be like, why do you know this? And I'd be like, I watch a lot of weird documentaries, man.
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
I think this episode's funny to me because it feels like something I would do with my friends. Not that I'm going to chloroform somebody and try to sue a stripper, but the rest of it.
Not that you're going to... Hey, don't make promises you can't keep.
Okay, not that I plan.
Not that you plan. However...
If it happens in natural conversation... There we go.
If you happen to see me run up to a janitor, which is going to be impossible to do, but if you happen to see me just sneak up behind a jet, just, you know, maybe ignore it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joke's on you guys. This is a podcast that you don't fully know what we look like. You can't. They'll never know. They'll never know.
The world may never know.
I mean, really, who's gonna go up to a chloroformed guy and be like, oh, you know who did this, the one in the wheelchair? Like, really, you're gonna... Seems a little hard to do. I mean, I could do it, but...
Yeah. It's, just, yeah.
Just, yeah.
All I'm saying is Annie should have hid the rag.
She should have hid the rag, right?
Right.
Like, I feel like her dress had pockets. She could have hid the rag.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying is she should have, she could have, she could
easily. She would have, but she didn't.
He was out for a while. I feel like chloroform knocks you out for, not that I know that, but I feel like chloroform walks you out for a while.
So last person you knocked out, how long did it take him to wake up?
I was saying, and then I was like, this sounds suspicious. I'm going to make clear that I've never done this. And then I'm like, oh, this sounds worse somehow. You know, I plead the fifth.
Yep. As you should.
As I should. You can't prove anything. No evidence, because I got rid of the weight.
So, to keep you from going to prison, some trivia. Teams at the Pop and Locktoberfest included the study group's team, the Heather Pop and Locklears, the Poppy Longstockings, and the Papa Don't Lock, and the Pop and Locksmith.
Yeah. Which is incredible. To keep you from going to prison.
To keep you from going to prison.
Thanks, man. Grant's really got my back here. Some FBI agent is just like, where is she from?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're gonna get off the chloroform subject, but yes, the Pop and Lock team's names were iconic. The Pop and Lock Oktoberfest was even more iconic, and I've been to an Oktoberfest before. And if I were to walk up at an Oktoberfest, like if I were to go up at to an Oktoberfest, and there was a whole Pop and Lock, I would watch it, and I would be so enthralled. Like, I would be so excited for no reason other than I just would. Like, if I'd be like, you know what? I get it.
Yeah. That's just how it is.
I need to, like, write Helen, Georgia and be like, hey. So I hear you guys do this yearly Oktoberfest. Just a thought.
Just a thought. Just how about you get fun. Ken Jeong?
How would I get Ken Jeong?
No, that's just how about you get Ken Jeong?
Oh, I thought you said how would I get Ken Jeong, and I'm like, do we need to talk about the chloroform again? She said,
what are you going to do, just
joking.
Roll up?
Hey, big fan, you know. Loved you on Community, seen a little bit of Masked Singer. How about the images, you know? I feel like I'm good at distractions.
Yes. And then just...
Just, how would you do it? Well, Grant, I'm glad you asked, because I'm going to need to on this one.
Yep.
We kid, because we love Ken Jeong.
We love Ken Jeong. Ken, if you're listening... ask Alex what he thinks of us, and then come on the show.
And if you're listening, I was joking entirely.
She would only chloroform you if you didn't do it in via Zoom.
He's right.
There you go. All right. Well, are you ready to go ahead and give letter grade?
I am.
All right, what you have for this one?
I'm between an A+ and an S. How about that?
Okay, yeah, I was thinking A+ myself.
I'm not quite an S tier, but I'm like, it's a really good episode, but I'm also only on episode 2 of season 2. So yeah. I'm like, I'm gonna give the rest of the you know, season a chance, because I don't want to go S tier too early on this one.
Right.
So yeah, I'll go with A+. I almost said S+, and I'm like, that's not a thing.
It's double S.
It is double S, but it's A+. That's what I meant to say, but my brain and my mouth were not working together.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm going to give it an A+. We didn't even talk about the end tag with Abed trying to convince Troy.
We didn't talk about the end tag.
It's so good.
He was trying to trick Troy, and then he pops up, and he was like, wait, you don't have to do this.
I feel like that did more damage than I thought.
Yeah, no, I would be Troy in that scenario 100%. Like, part of me would be like, no, this is a joke. And then the other part would be like, but what if?
What if it ain't?
But what if it's not? What if I can become a Looney Tunes character?
Ooh.
My brain's like, hang on.
You're the road roller? BB?
Yes. Yes. 100%. Again, another great Halloween costume.
Hey, it's Marty, the Roadrunner.
It's just like, wait.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Well, I guess that's it. If you want to interact with us, you can find all that stuff down in the description. We'd love to hear from you. Marty, you want to tell them where they can find you?
I'm tagged in most of the stuff. You'll find me somewhere, and I'm you know, my Twitter's Marty_Shores. If you want to go follow that. I don't tweet super often, but when I do, they're never funny. So enjoy that.
There you go. And you can find me. I'm also tagged in all the stuff. And for Marty, I've been Grant. We will catch you next week to talk about 3 more episodes. And hasta la vista.
Do you think you'll marry Britta?
I'd like to see someone stop me.
I just peed a little.
And here, propose.
Oh! I got a Jeff Winger. Will you marry me?
Yeah, of course.
Perfect, I'll be right back.
Oh! Thank the Lord you're getting married. I was so worried about your souls ever since you had premarital sex on the table. Oh!
Awesome!
You told Shirley?
Well, there's no need for secrecy now. It was during the paintball game.
Was there anything you didn't win that day?
Such a fool for him. She has a ring around her finger, and I bet hired an Irish singer. Britta's Marion Jeffrey Winger.
What the hell is this?
A wedding episode.